This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Of course, Klaus Financial, our money and retirement planning professional, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Any questions about today's program or got any questions for CJ and Malia? Love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website for Klaus Financial, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource to learn more about Klaus Financial, how they can help you, or if you're a business owner as well. There's separate divisions at Klaus Financial. More information all at klausfinancial.com. Also sign up for that weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Their telephone number, office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And again, joining us this morning are CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Guys, how are we doing this morning?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
I'm doing really well. CJ, great to talk with you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Happy that we are moving out of winter sooner than later.
It's that time of year, though, where we'll get those nice springish feeling days, and it's like it kind of teases us like, yeah, I can put my winter coat away, and then you're like, oh, no. So one of the things that's great is Robin just returned from Arizona. There are options for you in retirement if you don't want to deal with this places you could do. You just got to plan right. So we're going to be talking of talking about roadmaps, and speaking of planning for retirement, having that roadmap in place on this week's program should be a really, really good show as always. Mention the website, klausfinancial.com. Great resource there. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And to get on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, all you got to do is give us a call, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Before we get to that roadmap conversation, one of the great things that we do on this program, and this week is no exception, is the Klaus Quiz Question Week. Folks from Klaus have provided a fantastic prize again, a $25 gift card to Chili's. You can win that a little bit later on in the show. Little tip, if you listen closely, typically both the question and answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program. So you're going to want to listen for that. And before we start talking about that roadmap, speaking of the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, let's take a look back at last week's program, get the question and the answer there as well.
Absolutely. So, you know, one thing we all understand is that when we're approaching something that's going to come to us sooner than later, like Social Security, everyone's ears perk up. So last week was no exception. We discussed when you may want to apply or consider receiving your Social Security benefit and kind of the whys that you need to know, the questions to ask. So last week, our question was, once you reach your full retirement age, FRA, as we call it in our industry, according to Social Security, you'll be eligible to collect what percentage of your benefit? Was it 50% or 100%? Our winner last week correctly answered 100% of your benefit you can receive at full retirement age. So certainly go on to ssa.gov, find out when your FRA is so you can start planning ahead. Thanks for listening last week, and listen carefully for today's question.
And Malia, as you mentioned, Social Security, that conversation always gets people, their ears to perk up. Yeah, if you miss any part
Not
of
Not the... you, Sean. You get to wait a long time for that, okay?
I mentioned this. I set up my Social Security stuff after talking with you a few years ago. Yeah, it's a great resource. But if you missed that program, too, speaking of great resources, you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. So this week, we've talked about the importance, we're going to talk about the importance of having a plan or that roadmap for retirement. Let's kind of walk down that path.
Yeah, so our topic today is all about turning 50 and needing a roadmap to get to the retirement that you've always kind of dreamed of. And obviously, several of you out there, maybe you've been thinking about retirement since you were in your 20s and 30s, but that's simply not true for everybody. It seems that at 50, we kind of wake up and have this epiphany, right? We go, oh, mortality, I am, you know, maybe halfway through life-ish or more. I'm going to need to retire at some point because my body's wearing out. And so we just kind of, 50 seems to be this magical age where we start to think more seriously about retirement. Now, this is not advice. We're not advising you to wake up at 50 and think about it. We're just saying it tends to be what happens. So, as you can imagine, retirement that looked really far away suddenly at age 50 starts getting a little bit more in focus. So today we'll be looking at what items you need to have on your roadmap so that you can make the best decisions for your remaining working years and what you want retirement to look like. While we can't necessarily make up for lost time, we can definitely make sure that you have strong savings programs and patterns of reducing debt and different things like that to get prepared. So our first direction on the roadmap that we're going to talk about today is number one, save more. Matter of fact, the year you turn 50, you have an advantage. The IRS allows you to save more money into your retirement plans. So since your 50s can be your peak earning years, it can be a great time to max out some retirement accounts. So an example of this would be in your 401k, the maximum salary deferral for an employee under the age of 50 is $20,500 in the year 2022. But after you turn 50, you're actually allowed to contribute an additional $6,500 per year in order to, quote-unquote, catch up. This makes a total of $27,000 per year that you could put into your retirement account, again, if you're 50 or older. And similarly, if you qualify to contribute to an IRA, you can invest $6,000 per year if you're under the age of 50. But once you get to 50, there's that catch-up. And the catch-up in an IRA is an extra $1,000 for a maximum of $7,000 per year. And finally, when you reach age 55, so a little bit different, a few years past age 50, you have an HSA, known as a health savings account catch-up contribution, that also kicks in. In 2022, if you have a high deductible medical plan, you can invest $3,650 into your HSA or $7,300 into your family plan. But at that age 55, you get that additional catch-up of an extra $1,000 that you can put into that plan. So some things to be aware of. As you're getting to 50, you're starting to kind of come out of your stupor thinking about, oh, what is retirement, mortality, where do I want to be, what do I want to do? And the good news is that the IRS has given you some additional ability to save into retirement accounts and health savings accounts and things like that.
What about emergency savings?
Yeah, so this is a big one. This isn't so much that the IRS has allowed anything more, but emergency savings, as you've heard us talk about on this show for years now, Sean, is critical. We typically want to see about 6 months of living expenses in a savings account for any potential emergencies that would pop up. And listen, nowadays what we're hearing from people with inflation spiking is, yeah, but CJ, Malia, that money's not earning anything. And our comment to you would be, oh, it's well worth it when the emergency comes up. It'll pay for a decade of lost inflation if you have cash available in the event of an emergency. So listen, we don't like losing to inflation any more than anybody else. That's why we limit it to 6 months of emergency reserve. But you really want to make sure that cash is stashed off to the side.
I like the perspective too about its value when you need it suddenly. It is definitely good to have. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, we'd love to get you on the air this morning. We've had some great calls the past few weeks. You two can join them. Love to get you on the air at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com, and their telephone number at the office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. We'll talk debt. We will do that next and take your call as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number, 608-321-1310. If you've got a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. We head west this morning to Bradley. Bradley joins us from Mazomany. Bradley, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Good morning.
Just a clarification question. I heard the gentleman mention something about a catch-up at HSA contribution at 55. Is that
yes.
In addition to a traditional 401k through an employer, or is it either or?
It's an addition. They are separate contribution amounts. So you get a catch-up contribution to your 401k plan that you can make, and then there's a health savings account. Now, you have to be careful with the HSA because that is assuming you are eligible to be performing HSA contributions based on the type of health insurance plan you have. But if you have an HSA, you're eligible for it, and you're over 55, then you have a separate kind of catch-up provision there for how much you can put into the HSA.
Great question, Bradley. Thank you for the call. And if you tried to get through, maybe you got a busy signal, now's a great chance as well. You can be like Bradley, get on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And as we talk about that roadmap, let's talk about, maybe we'll call them potholes, the debt.
That works better.
Yeah, let's talk about the debt as we turn 50, Malia.
Yeah. Just one more comment about the health savings account. It's a great question. Sometimes I hear people say, well, I don't want to put too much in the health savings account. Yes, I understand it's going to reduce my taxable income, but, you know, I don't know if I'm going to use it. And both CJ and I can attest, you will use it. Yeah. You will use it at some point between now and age 95. You will be needing additional funds to help pay for some of your health expenses. So if you have that opportunity to put more money into an HSA, certainly do this. It's a good idea. Now, yes, so these potholes. And, you know, debt happens. It does happen. And as CJ said, when we get into our 50s, CJ doesn't know this yet because he's not there, but I am. There's this epiphany because we have to start saying, okay, what are we going to do differently to make sure we can retire someday? We are coming out of raising children and all our focus and our finances are focused on that for our children. But suddenly, we're the next ones we have to look at. And so maybe we've accumulated some debt. Maybe we have a mortgage and we need to figure out between now and whenever we want to retire, how do we go about eliminating that? So we're not harsh on people who have accumulated some debt. We understand life happens. But really the true goal for people is that they need to work on eliminating that debt because, again, sometimes easier said than done. But it's really not about what the market does, how the market performs. Yes, we have good years. We understand that some years on the market is volatile. But really, it comes down to our own behaviors. And when we're used to collecting debt and just keeping debt on the books, we just get comfortable with that. And that's not going to help you get closer to your wanted retirement date. Here's just a figure for you. As of January 2022, currently in the U.S., the average household that has debt owes about $155,000. Now, if we look nationally, that's about $15 trillion. So that's pretty huge. And that includes debt from both credit cards and mortgages, home equity lines of credit, auto loans, student loans, and other household obligations. That's actually up 6.2% from a year ago. So that breaks down to the credit card debt average is around $5,000 to $10,000 for people over age 50. Now, if you pay off your credit cards monthly, I don't need to talk any further about that. But it's if you're carrying the balance and you're paying those ridiculous rates. And I just heard this week from someone who said, yeah, well, it's at 0%. Okay. Well, what starts off at 0% often changes within 6 months to a double-digit rate. And I don't want to see that happen for anybody. So we need to be very, very careful about how we utilize credit and ideally make sure that we're not carrying excess credit into our retirement. So people ask us, so what about paying off my mortgage before I retire? And we've had conversations on the show about, does it make sense to take money from retirement accounts and pay taxes on that and just to push us up into a higher tax bracket? And probably not. But there is a strategy to do some of that as you get closer to retirement. But remember this, having the mortgage paid off lowers your required cash flow. So really we talk about if you're getting rid of what we call an anti-asset, which is a liability, it's like making investments. So for every dollar you pay on your principal, you're making the interest rate back because you're not paying it to someone else. So, for example, paying down or paying off a 4% mortgage makes you 4% with no management fee. So really, paying off your mortgage, again, with a strategy perhaps, is 100% safe and you have zero market risk. So paying off debt puts you ahead of the game. And if you can ideally do it sometime prior to retirement and you've got enough years to do that, we're always going to suggest to try to make that happen.
That's a great perspective. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office right here in Madison. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. For Kloss Financial, we'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Putting together a roadmap this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. Again, mention the website, klossfinancial.com. And we think of with age comes wisdom, which is absolutely a fact, but there's also something in some cases where we can learn from younger folks, can't we?
You seem very emphatic about age bringing wisdom, Sean.
as I'm realizing some people look at me like an old man, I suddenly have had an epiphany that, yes, with age comes wisdom. Yes,
it's true. No, with age does come wisdom. But there's something that we can certainly learn from, you know, our younger counterparts. And this is why, you know, kind of well-structured or well-diversified organizations will have people both across the age, race, gender spectrums, because you get perspective from everybody. So one thing as it relates to retirement planning that maybe people in their 50s, 60s, 70s can learn from their 20-year-old or 30-year-old children or grandchildren would be a few things about retirement income diversification or kind of hustling. Because when you're younger, you're thinking about hustling and ways to generate income and support your family. So some things to think about as you get towards retirement would be diversifying your income streams. This could be things like writing a book or you know, some sort of simple lesson to help people based on the expertise that you have, so consulting. This could be teaching part-time at a local college. If you love animals, you can check out Rover.com or other pet sitter opportunities to take care of pets in retirement. You can consider blogging. I know this is kind of a newer phenomenon, but you can actually, you know, blog and then have advertisers. You could rent out your rental property or rent out a room in your home to generate additional income in retirement. You can, you know, use technology to track your spending to kind of simplify things so that when you pass away or get older, your children can help more easily. So the point we're trying to make is, each generation brings value, and there's something you can learn from the younger generation as it relates to kind of hustling and generating additional income and building efficiencies into your life. And as you head into retirement, as we've talked so often on the show about, is that being both flexible in retirement is key, and thinking about additional income streams is key. Even a small part-time job can be transformational to your ability to back off of that full-time gig. So talk to your financial advisor, your accountant about these things, but there's just a few ideas.
As we were mentioning about the hustle and the side hustle, there are some, and you mentioned some sites out there, there are some amazing tools and resources out there to kind of get that stuff started if it's something that interests folks. So definitely a really, really cool perspective on that this morning, as always, from our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. What I haven't mentioned this week is an opportunity to submit a question to be answered right here on the program with the Kloss Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, which is always a tongue twister for me. The Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, Melissa wrote in. She said, I will turn 72 in October of this year, and I understand that I need to begin taking RMDs out of my retirement accounts. What is the deadline for taking it out this year? Is it on my birthday?
Yeah, great question. So first of all, people are like, what are RMDs? Unless they have been listening to our show. So those would be required minimum distributions. So great question, Melissa, and congratulations on your next important birthday as we look at things. Age 72 now, used to be 70 and a half. So what the IRS allows you to do, and this would be looking at all of your retirement accounts that are out there, be it old 401ks or IRAs. Once you hit the age 72, the IRS does require you to take out a minimum distribution and pay taxes on it. You can always take out more, but you have to take out the required minimum distribution according to a life expectancy table. So the IRS allows you to either take out your first RMD in the year you turn 72 anytime, or you can actually wait until April 1st of the year after you reach the age of 72. But what you need to know is that next year, for example, if you didn't take one out this year, you're going to have to take out the one for this year and next year by December 31st. So essentially that very first year, should you choose to waive the first year, the subsequent year you will be having to take out basically double the amount and pay taxes accordingly, which could make your taxable income a little higher. So sit down with your financial advisor or your accountant, make sure that you're doing what makes sense for you. And remember that the IRS only allows for you to delay this this first one out this one time. For all subsequent years, including the year in which you were paid the first RMD by April 1st, you have to take it out by December 31st of that year. So thanks for the question.
Real important details with that as well. And if you missed in the past, I know we've talked to RMDs a few times in the program. You can always listen back to those podcasts. Also, by the way, mention, of course, the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. You can also listen back to previous shows all at KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Time now for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this in just a moment. I will ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the office right here in Madison at 608-444 425637. And if you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chili's. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is this. What is the maximum contribution you can put into a traditional IRA in 2022 if you are over the age of 50? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer, win the $25 gift card to Chili's. Don't forget as well, that's Klaas Quiz Question. It's Klaas Financial's office right here in Madison. 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment. And you know what, guys? I was getting ready for is it A or is it B? We're making them work this week. great stuff as always. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Klaas Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaas Financial.